I want to give just a brief overview again of what you're doing here for 3 days. Most of you have sat as a shin. You'll think that you've fallen into hell, but I see Gendo's got you up in a chair. Make a good friend there. That chair will get you through it. Now, if you can hear the message, and this is true for all of us, 3 days passes so quickly, and yet, if you're caught in your head, you can make a 1.5-hour sitting seem like hell. I remember the very first 7-day sesshin that was held in this part of the country, certainly. I sat it with my teacher, and I was so excited. And I had never, nobody had sat any sesshins. And so I went in and to sit this 7-day sesshin, and the most I'd been doing was sitting sort of a funny kind of a, really wasn't even half lotus. I could just get my foot sort of on my calf here. But I decided that true to the tradition of Japanese samurai Zen, which is what Yasutani and maybe Harada also advocated for, see, and they would describe the concentration as if you were locked into a battle with a samurai swordsman. And if you lose your attention for a moment, and they train in this style, see, if you lose your attention for a moment, he's got your life. So it's with that intensity that you approach the practice. So I thought, well, I might as well just sit this in lotus also. And little did I know, I don't suppose I was into it more than 10 or 15 minutes, and I was absolutely certain I'd made a major mistake. One of the major mistakes of my life, I was crumbling that quickly. And then the thought of 7 days, it just was, you know that place? I couldn't believe 7 days, see? And I have to tell you, it was absolutely hell. And by the time I got home after the 7th day, I couldn't wait for the next one to start. And so it was just one after the other, after the other, after that. But again, it's make peace with yourself very quickly. The practice is all about you. The practice is about not trying to produce some other kind of state. See, trying to produce some kind of a miracle, some kind of a magical situation, see, psychedelic. And that's what we were into. Most everyone that I knew had come out of the, the 60s and the drugs. And they thought that, they saw sort of the downside, the negative side of particularly acid. I was more into psilocybin. I acknowledge that. And I did inhale. See, so it's good that you got that one. See, her father is a political animal, so she got that. See, but anyway, that's what they thought sesshin was going to be. And there was just, Mujo probably experienced that with the Trumpas people. They were all heads, weren't they? See, and then lo and behold, they found out that it doesn't work. It isn't, sitting down here isn't like taking some kind of a pill. This has legs. The other didn't have legs. And when I say legs, I've been practicing 44 years, and I find the practice more remarkable, more stunning, than when I first began. And it's kind of an interesting thing to me. It is now absolutely more amazing, but I no longer am interested in proselytizing. Where I once was, I thought everybody should come to the practice. I realize now that very few people can do the practice. And that's a tragedy. And the reason for that is the expectations that you bring into the room. See, what we're trying to do is to stop doing something. See? To stop doing something. We're trying to become quiet. We're trying to no longer engage the discriminating consciousness, your egocentric mind, and its drama. And to break that, you are an addict to it. See? And depending again upon how deeply addicted you are to the movement of the egocentric mind, to that degree, you will experience difficulty, you will experience pain, you will experience suffering. See, it's a given. Now, they all give us a very simple message. Take the backward step. Non-doing. See, what kind of non-doing are they talking about? They're talking about not being up here activating the intellect. See? And to begin to settle, see, into where you are as you are. This is where the real miracle begins to occur. I'm not sure that right now whether or not I could get you to see this, but the miracle occurs when you stop trying to be something else. When you stop trying to be, for many of us, something special. See, we just can't get that. See, because we look at ourselves, and most of us in this room, see, have rather poor self-images. That's good, because I could see my teacher successfully work with that. Those of us in this room who think we are just, you know, the cat's meow, we're going to have a little tougher time of it. And I never saw him successfully work with that. So, be forewarned. The bigger the head trip you carry in here, the more pain and suffering you're going to experience. But if you can actually begin to put that trip down, see, and sometimes it takes a lot of years. How many years did it take you, Hogan?
19.
How many?
19.
Only 19 years to put down his trip. Now, you know, you can do that in 19 seconds. You can do that in 19 minutes. See, you can do it. We're going to be doing, you know, a long stretch here this summer. You've got plenty of time. But why not do it in this three-day session? See, and what you have to do is simply attend to what your practice is. The moment you realize that you have allowed yourself to slip off into the egocentric mind, into the fantasies. And when will you go into the fantasies? When you immediately hit the first wall, which is, I'm going to really have a big experience. You sit down and you're not having a big experience. Oh my God. Then you'll try hard, you'll struggle. See, then you'll sort of settle into a bit of a despair. You can settle into doubt. See, this isn't working. This will not work for me. That's one of the most common. I can't do this. I've worked so hard. I've put a day and a half in. I owe myself a little vacation. I'll just sit here and have a fantasy. Any of you have done that? See, I didn't think you, Joe Ty, would have ever done that. But see, it's absolutely true. That's the point. See, where you really begin to focus. See, the great Yang Wu, actually it's Fa Yen, he talked about this and talked about when you get to the point where you sort of go into a despair because you're carrying this basket around in your head filled with all of your expectations. Those of you who are fans of Sufi stories, it's your cabbages. See, your ideas, your notions as to how things should be. Put that down, see, as soon as you can. Be willing, commit yourself to just being terribly ordinary. See, I'm just going to be me, just sit here and count my breath. And nothing else. Relax. Now, I can't tell you how good that feels. You're not going to experience that. See? Because you won't just do that. Just do that. And you will find that the addiction, see, will pull you away, will want to tweak it, to want to make it something else. See, here is the most important thing. If you can free yourself from that addiction to constantly thinking about yourself, see, in its extreme, see, it's called obsessive compulsive disorder. Attention, see? And that's massive self-involvement. See, massive. Most of us aren't to the point where the psychiatrist have given us a new diagnosis. See, obsessive compulsive. See, I'm really tired of people telling me that, because I always want to say, I know that. See, that's why you're here. Who isn't here? See, obsessed with themselves. And think about it, so terribly obsessed with your own story. Now, trust me on this. Those, and there are people in here who do know how to begin to do this. See, the miracle, and there is a miraculous side, see, to this, is when you can begin to actually stop, see, pursuing, see, all of your thoughts. Don't try to suppress the thoughts. See, I'm not going to think. I'm not going to think. Some of you have done that. Certainly I did that for years. And then when you go to bed in the evening, you'll feel like you have static electricity jumping all over you, closing your... Have you ever been there, Koji? Once or twice? See, and inside it's like you've got fluorescent lights going, bling, 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 see? That's because you're suppressing, you're not releasing. The great Yan Wu said, our practice is to relax and release. And this was one of the finest koan masters who have ever lived. Relax and release. See, because the secret here is that you already possess a world that you cannot believe in. See, you can't believe in it. See, and that's what the one man that I was reading, Tom Campbell, said. See, he said, do I believe any of this? No. He said, if I say I believe this, there is still the element of doubt. See, you don't believe that you're sitting here. You know you're sitting here. See, if you, well, I believe I'm here, but, you know, maybe I'm down at the local coffee shop, or I might be out at the mall. You know, you don't believe you're here. You know you're here. See, and that's this point of not knowing. See, it isn't a question of knowing. See, it's a question of being. Now, you will again, you'll try to put expectations on top of that. And again, let the expectations go. This can be very, very discouraging. If you continue with it, see, and you really sustain it, see, again, sustain it on the cushion. When you do kinhin, see, I always am so disappointed because I try to give this talk, motivating people, see, to sustain the samadhi. See, then I watch, see, the bell rings, ding, ding, and oh God, see, that's, you've just allowed it to leak away. See, when you come out of it, sustain it, 3 days. You could be waterboarded for 3 days and make it. See, you really could. See, wouldn't be pleasant, but this may or may not be pleasant. See, and it may feel like waterboarding for some of you. See, but it depends on the attitude that you approach it with. See, sustain it. And I will guarantee you there is a place where the struggle stops. And the moment that struggle with your head stops, then you're taking the samadhi into a deeper level. There's, as far as I know, and the only one I know who's constantly involved in the virtual world and all of this is Mazen. She'll be in tomorrow. Tomorrow night? Yeah. See? And there are no places out there that they'll tell you what the secret of an actualized practice is. First off, they don't believe there is such a thing as enlightenment. There is. Samadhi. See? She said none of them advocate samadhi. Samadhi is the name of the game. We have been reading all of the great sutras. We've been reading all of the great teachers. And what do they say? They say it over and over and over and over again. See, what's the difference between a sentient being? We're all sentient beings here. And an enlightened Buddha. An enlightened Buddha is a sentient being who never leaves samadhi. See, but it's to give up your fantasy. That's the difficult part. Your addiction. Whether you see it or believe it at this point, this addiction, see, is not this lifetime. It's lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. See, whether you believe it or not, see, this eternal now, That's what you are. This is the refuge. This is the sanctuary. See, you have to go into that, and then when I say it becomes miraculous, it does. I don't know if any of you have read, I thought it was a nice article by Honmei, and probably won't get it, but some of you might get it. She's beginning to see this Buddha mind. See? And the miracle occurs, see, within this space. You may not see the miracle of my life. You just see some old guy sitting up here ranting. See? But you don't see the miracle of my life. Honmei's starting to talk about this, talking about her difficulties. And she becomes very committed, see, and begins to see. The wheel begins to turn. Cannot tell you about the miracles in my life. See, and this is the difference. See, if you are, I was thinking in terms of when I was there and how I could segue into, Shikhan was talking about when I had mentioned about this beginning to see this world of oneness. And I was concerned because I'd say, well, if it really is just this universe, see, what about the guys floating around the moon? See, the fact of the matter is that has no relevance to my life. See, if somebody asks me to write algorithms to keep them up there, then it becomes part of my karma. My karma, see, is right here. Who I am, where I am, as I am. There is nothing outside of that. Nothing outside of that. That's one of the reasons it's so difficult. See, the tree falling in the forest, it's pointless. See, you will never have any experience outside of your own consciousness. Now, when the fantasies, fantasizing guys floating around the moon, see, it's immaterial to me if they're there or not. It's immaterial to me because my happiness, my joy, my productivity, my life has nothing to do about that except an intellectual curiosity. Intellectual curiosity. See, and there's no point. Now, if you're not stuck in that stuff, what does the great Hong Zhe say about that? That world out there that you see is an illusion. See, it's an illusion. It isn't solid, it isn't fixed. Quantum physics knows this. I think many in the field of neuroscience know this now. See, as we sit here, see, you still feel that you're sitting on a solid floor. You still feel that you are solid, that you are really something. No, you're not. This is why Ishin understands when I bring in the scientists. See, because we believe the scientists, supposedly. I love the field of science, but you know, I have a healthy skepticism there, see. You realize you cannot find the material, the solid substance here. You can try to find it. And what's the best they can come with? Now, the guys who write the heavy-duty algorithms. Well, see, we get down there into strings. Flesh and everything. What are the strings? Well, they're not actually strings. They're energy. See, energy. See, and then how is the energy formulated? How is it then that I experience this? Through the seeing, the hearing, see, it's an amazing thing. Your consciousness, see, organizes this universe. This is what Honmei, all of a sudden in her world, see, it's starting to change. I can't tell you about the miracle in my world, see. This is the beauty of Buddha Dharma. See, if you start to get quiet, Jyotai has seen a little bit of this, and I only go from a couple of things she said on a talk. See, in her world starts to change. See, this is the beauty of it. Where is a Buddha field? If you think a Buddha field is out there someplace, you'll never experience a Buddha field. See, the other scientist that I'm talking about says that each one of us, where we are, has to turn where you stand into, he calls it, the Garden of Eden. That's a Buddha field. See? And then the most amazing thing, see, is that when you begin to no longer be stuck there, see, it isn't that we ignore it. We don't simply say, oh, it's just emptiness, see, and move away. See? Because this is my mandala. And I've tried to get you to see this from different ways. See, one of the things that I've done earlier. See, you have no idea how I experienced this. You only know how you think I experienced that. And this is true for everything. See, and then when you begin to quiet down and you stop looking for something out there, then the Buddha mind manifests. See, and then you begin to experience the wonder. See, the wonder of what you are. If you think that it makes you into some kind of a, you know, a pompous ass going to expound to the world, see, not at all. That's the world of delusion. And the person that experiences that kind of thing, and most of the Zen teachers, that's what they are. See? See? The whole program is about you. Every sutra that we have ever read says the same thing. All of the sutras of the Buddha are not talking about something out there. And I've tried to, as we go through it, to get us to see that. You have to get quiet. See? You get very, very quiet. You get very, very still. And at some point, you'll break through. Like this breathing that I wish. See, you don't know how I experience that. But it's absolutely exquisite. Still, see, you are the center, see, literally of the universe. See, oh, no, no, no. See, absolutely. Find something in the universe that is outside of your consciousness. You can't. And don't you see? That's what the other scientist said. The scientists who are trying to say, how does this all come about, comes out of nothingness. He said, this is pathetic. This isn't even, you know, passably bright. See? See? It can't come out of nothing. It just is an impossibility. You should be able to see the absolute impossibility on that. Yet, some of you will try to work out some kind of a formula. See? And it's so ridiculous. What are you doing with your head? See? It is eternal. And this is what you are. And within this eternal world, there's the rising and fall. And it is miraculous. It is a miracle. If you can touch it. See? And then, who knows how your karma goes? See, you see me sitting here in this role. I'm always amazed if anybody thinks that this is such a neat position. Oh, the teacher. You know, if you only knew what a struggle it is with me for my practice. See, but my world that I live in, you should be able to. Mushoku, who's so close and is entangled with me, and so she begins to sometimes know what an entangled world is. See, I could tell you, see, and you would not believe the world I live in. See, you wouldn't. See, and you can go down. I have the funkiest room in the place. I don't have much. And since I started to practice, I have really slid. On one occasion, I had 5 cars, a boat. I had a beautiful home over near Occidental, see, tea house, streams, koi ponds, see. Then I got Buddhism, and I now live in one little room, see. And I was thinking, it's a good thing they can bury me in robes, because I don't even have a suit. I don't even have dress pants, see. Mujo once asked me about that, do you have a suit coat? And I said, no. See, I could never see the real need for one, see. But my life, see, I could tell what an amazing thing. And this is true for everyone here. And this is what Honmei is starting to put her finger on. She's beginning to realize that you are alone in your universe. See, You don't know what the person next to you is thinking. You don't know what they're feeling. They can say, oh my God, my back hurts. You only can relate to your own experience, and then you will project that out on them. But see, you might be relating to a disc, and they're having a vertebra further up into the back. Or they may be having shoulder. See, totally, totally disconnected. Now, what does that kind of thinking do? See, what does that kind of thinking do where all of a sudden you're constantly projecting out? That's what we do. And if you don't see that, you will make a judgment of good or bad. As I look out here, it's not good or bad. It is as it is. That's why it's called purity. Purity. Most of us relate to sort of a Judeo-Christian notion of purity. See, and that notion, do you know what it gives us? The Middle East. It gives us killing, slaughter. And how much longer? And you look at the insanity of the government you've got. You got guys standing up, now we've got to get into Syria because we have solved so many problems in Iraq and Afghanistan. And I suppose if you consider each person who's dead, one problem solved, we've solved a lot of problems. But we still are totally screwed up. See, the world is totally screwed up. You don't see that? Are you so shut off in your own egocentric thinking that you don't see where we're going? See, watch, see, and what kind of joy has it brought into you? What kind of peace and contentment has it brought to you? See, or do you live in fear? Do you live in anger? See, the question again, see, is how do I escape from all of that crap in my head? You do it by practice. You can't think your way out of thinking. See, do you get that? You can't think your way out of thinking. See, that's like, you know, trying to imagine that something just miraculously comes out of nothing. See, nothing is exactly nothing. And you know what comes out of nothing? More nothing. See, karma. If you have nothing, what does it produce? It produces nothing. Then what does the next nothing produce? Nothing. It's the most obvious thing in the world. And yet, a lot of the supposed geniuses can't figure that one out yet. See? So, where do you find sanctuary? See, in the stillness, see, of the Buddha mind, which is the center. That is the state of samadhi. And in that, see, you will begin, see, to watch the most amazing turns take place. See, you will get it. And that's what Honmei in her article points out, that she's beginning to see how it works. See, and it does work. Profoundly so. See, if you wanted to invest in a company that has, you know, the possibility of long-term benefits, this has 2,500 years behind it. See, and it's scientific. See, it can be replicated. It's good science. It can be replicated. See, one of the ways that it's replicated, see, is through in the teacher-student relationship, but we're working with the koans. See, replication, replication, replication. See, and it becomes clearer and clearer and clearer. The center of it, see, and the most important part, see, is you not asleep in your fantasy world. See, you simply focused in the now. Give up the head trip, the fantasy world. It isn't, if you could even get it, it wouldn't be any good. Truthfully. See, this is one of the lessons that those of you who have ever explored through the drug world, see, you know, the best drug trip is the first time. Do I lie? After that, it's downhill. See, it's downhill. Because then you start pursuing something that's not real. See, and it never was. You're pursuing a fantasy. But the state of samadhi is real. Those who have touched it, see, what do they say? Gate, gate, parasam, gate, bo. See, hurry, hurry, cross over. See, to this other side. This can be done. See, for those of you with the determination, those of you who are, as the Hindus say, sick of sickness. See, now again, what do? I come to my practice. If my practice is to count my breath, that's all I do. If it's to follow my breath, it's just that. See, this simple. See, and you're not doing it out here. It's in here. See? Then I'm clear. I'm aware. My mind is focused toward the hara. See? The lower, the belly. The hara is, they say, 2 to 3 fingers below your navel. And then project the mind in by your spine. See? Those of you who have done any chakra practice, see, that's a chakra. And then just exhalation. Now just relax and allow it to fill naturally. Then a little effort in the exhalation. Then relax. See, that's exquisite. See? And you just allow it to go deeper and deeper. See? Continuously relaxing, releasing. Relaxing, releasing. If it's your koan, simply become the koan. Nobody can give you better instructions than that. Tawe does a good job, I think. Tore, see, does a marvelous job, Yawu, but they essentially say the same thing. Become the koan. Literally become your koan. But bring your koan down. If you sit up here, you're just going to have a headache and you're going to go nowhere. See, you're compounding your problems. See, and it's almost mechanistic. See, we're bringing the thinking, the focus, down into the hara. And then I begin to work with my koan. See, and again, nobody can give you better instructions than that. It used to frustrate the devil out of me because I want Roshi to give me some specific instructions. Then every once in a while, he would throw in anything. And you know, you just throw it in there because, oh, now I've got the secret. See, then you go back and it doesn't work either. See, but if you actually focus. See, some of you don't realize that koan practice is really one of the marvelously easy ways to cultivate deep, deep samadhi. I mean deep samadhi. See, where you're no longer sitting there worrying about time. You're not worrying, see, about what you're going to have for dinner. You're not worried about how uncomfortable you are here all squished together. See, that this is a pressure cooker. See, by design, we do pretty good here. If we were in a monastery, some of them are called sotos, not zendos, a soto. You sleep at your place. There have been monasteries and settings where Tendo Nyojo was, where Dogen was, and he talks about that at one point, and said that in the 3 years, I think it was, that Dogen was there, he never laid down. See, slept at his seat. I was in the one when I went through where we all slept at our space. See? And what do you, why this pressure to force you to go in? If you stay out here entangled in your comforts or lack of comforts, you will never enter samadhi. So when we do kinhin, maintain your samadhi. I do it, and I've been doing it for 44 years when Roshi first taught. The bell rings, you rock. You relax. You keep the mind focused. See? And you're coming out of the deep concentration into this state of non-distracted awareness. It's like this is a mirror. See, I just see. I'm not projecting out values. See, then I get up. See, and I sustain it. Then as I turn, then with my feet, see, you can do breathing with the feet. You have to regulate the breathing according to the pace. Or you can project your consciousness. Well, how do I do that in yoga? You just think about the soles of your feet. You feel it. See? See? You're keeping that focus. Then when you come and you sit down, you're back into it. And Roshi say, don't allow, see, the samadhi to leak away. See? Then you sit. See? And then you go back into rocking. Then you focus. This is the way you deepen. If you put this much effort into these 3 days, you will feel a major difference when you leave the retreat. You, and in this room, for the newer people, there are many people here who could tell you about that difference. Those who have been sitting for any length of time, they'll tell you. Because when you go back into what you considered your normal day-to-day life, a change takes place. A real change takes place, but it takes place in this internal world that you inhabit. See, and don't think of it, see, as this. No, this is the delusional state. See, then we start to work and understand something. You say, now I'm going back to my day-to-day life. This is your day-to-day life. This is what it's going to look like for 3 days. Facing a wall, getting up, walking, taking breaks, samu, going to bed, going through and watching what you do with your mind. See? And then don't try to suppress it. Bring it back to your practice. Bring it back to your practice. Become your koan. If you're sitting shikantaza, just sit shikantaza. It's just as simple. Easy. See, your life is much more, see, than you realize. You don't have to have all of these negative thoughts. Now, I want to say one more quick thing on the negative thoughts. Honmei in there talks very much about, I was getting people when we had Ryozen diagnosed with cancer, and when I was talking to him, I got so many negative things, see. And he wasn't even aware, if I heard rumors, I mean, people immediately, Shindai runs over and tells me everything you say in private. See, but he at the time, he didn't think he was negative. But later he did see how negative he is. Now, many of you have talked about this. And when I said, well, let's look, say, oh my God, Nyogen's doing some kind of New Agey Christian positive thinking thing. No, it's all the way through Buddha Dharma. And we just read where the last old master said very clearly, and he was the founder of the Tendai sect. And in the 500s, I believe it was in there, see? And what is his last, the impediments or the obstacles to successfully manifesting this practice? What was that fifth impediment? Constantly talking to yourself in negative terms. Do you remember it? See? And he said almost identical to what we talked about. See, I can't do it. I'm not good enough. I'm not this, I'm not. See, if you're into that, what are you doing? Whether you see it or not, a lie of consciousness, it's all recorded there. Everything. And when we say recorded, sounds really ridiculous. But if you could see it a little deeper, you would understand. And this is, if maybe it's clearer this way, the Sufis have a wonderful saying, that you're not free until you realize that God knows all. See, what is God? That's your Buddha nature. That's what you are. And do you do anything? You know those little dark moments when you think nobody's looking? You know, and those little twisted thoughts come in? You know what I'm talking about? You know it. You know it. And until you realize that you know it, see, you've been busted. See, but that's where the liberation comes out. See, that's where the freedom. Stop the negative things. And if you can't stop it, if you are so obsessed with it, then what I was giving for Ryozen to do, we do it. We do it. Every time when we chant the four vows, we're constantly reinforcing positive images. See, what we're trying to do is whatever you throw down into a lie of consciousness, it comes to fruition. Comes to fruition. And coming to fruition, there's a famous koan, Yakujo and the Fox. See, it's coming to fruition when you're in a deluded state, you produce more delusion. And you tighten, see, the noose of samsara around your own throat. If you're in the state of samadhi, this non-distracted state of awareness, whatever comes up, you just work with it. Ah, what's the next thing then that you've planted down there? The enlightenment, you see that? See, then what comes up? The enlightenment comes up. When you sit here these next 3 days, think of some of the crap that you put into your head. I would almost get sick to my stomach of the junk that I was feeding myself. I mean, I got so I couldn't stand it. Literally. Do you ever get sick of yourself? See, oh my God, and what a fresh breath of air. See, like Yang Wu said, throw open the doors, throw open the windows, and he says, sweep the room clean. That's the state of samadhi. See, in this state here, I don't judge. I work. What needs to be done? I take care of it. What I can't take care of, if it's too disruptive, I move away. See, well, if I want to sit and make see, you can do that till you're blue in the face, and you'll be just more convoluted. See? Or, like the great Hakuin Zenji said, sometimes I just simply sit and wait. All things change. See? And they change at a much more rapid pace. Oh my God, I might sit here forever. No, you'll never sit here forever. Pretty soon your body will fall over and it'll go into a process of decay. See, and then little bugs will crawl around. And lo and behold, little grass will shoot up. Some flowers will come up. See? Guaranteed. See, everything is impermanent. See, even your delusion. So as we go into this, commit yourself for 3 days. I am really going to stay with my practice. I am not going to try to suppress thoughts. I'm going to continuously come back to my practice. If I'm counting my breath, that's all I'm going to do for 3 days. I can guarantee you there's an absolutely amazing aspect to the breathing. I don't know, I suppose Mujo would heard Trungpa talk about it. He said, but the breathing is the doorway. See, the doorway. And I tell you, without any exaggeration, it's an amazing doorway. And you just simply relax, stay with it. Relax, stay with it. Mind gets crazy. Okay. And then come in if you're getting too crazy, there's things that we can do. But stay with your practice for 3 days. See, try to stay in the hara. When you work up in your head, you reinforce the head trip. I go to my hara, immediately I clear this. If I have negative thoughts, if I simply say, I release all negative thoughts, I release all negative thoughts. It's the same voice that's telling you you're no good. You can't do it. See, so just stop that voice. What you know what you're really good at is talking to yourself. See, you're a master of that. See, so use the same voice, though, but in a positive way. I can't. I'm all this snake. I release all negative thoughts. Just sit there. I release all negative thoughts. I release all negative. See, if you're saying and talking to yourself like that, you can't also be there putting yourself down, making derogatory statements. See, I release all negative thoughts. I release, and it's instantly done. See, instantly done. Then stay with it. Then stay with it. 3 days. See, plenty long enough. See, to begin to experience the miracle of your life. The miracle, don't look there. You're going to experience the miracle, see, where you are. And to see that you live alone in this bubble of consciousness, if you like. And at first, that can, I'm alone, I'm frightened, see. Well, because we are still maintaining, see, the illusion of separation. And when that drops, then you work, you've moved into the world of oneness, which is an absolute experience that you have to have, because that's reality. See, and in that world of oneness, your notions don't come up to manipulate. You become a Buddha. There's no ego behind that. See, but what is it experienced like? The great Hongzhi says, you frolic in a samadhi of bliss forever. See, you play at a different dimension. You play at a different level. And this is absolutely true. And you enter that doorway by not making something up. It's to stop that. We stop that by anchoring ourselves to the practice. Then have the guts and the determination for 3 days. The 3 days will pass. All of you know that. Have the guts and the determination to do it for 3 days. I encourage you.